Our scripture lesson today comes from Jesus teaching his disciples. It's found in John 15, verses 1 through 13. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is a gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the words I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be a disciple. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as you have kept my Father's commandment and remain in his love. I told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And now may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, Lord, for thou art our strength and our redeemer. And if through the words of a man we hear not the voice of God, then speak to each of us in the quietness of the heart. Amen. If you have spent any time around teenagers, your own, your grandchildren, then perhaps you have witnessed the thrill of an air band concert. Do you know what I mean by an air band concert? A teenager gets turned on by his or her favorite song and, being unable to resist, launches into air band mode. Now, I'm a nerd. I'm going to try it. Don't laugh. Let me give you my best air guitar. Let me give you my best air drums. Let me give you my best air lead singer. An air band. A lot of energy being expended. All the right motions being engaged, but nothing happening. No sound being produced. All the right moves, all the right actions, all the right energy, but nothing being produced. On this first Sunday of a new year, I share with you this important teaching from the Lord Jesus, John chapter 15, among the most quoted passages in all of the Bible. And at the center of this text from John chapter 15 is an important question. And the question is this: spiritually speaking, is anything coming out of your life? Or are you just going through the motions? Is there real evidence? The sight, the sound, the experience, the power of the risen Lord working in and through you to change the world. Let me bring it home a little more personally and ask this: could it be on this first day of a new year that your life in Christ is feeling a little lifeless right now? Could it be? This text from John chapter 15, the heart of God expressed through the Lord Jesus in a visual way, about a vine, a trunk, if you will, where the nutrients, that the gripping power emanates, and the branches, that which shoot off to indicate that real life is there, is the imagery that I want to share with you today. If you are feeling a bit lifeless in your spiritual life this morning, then I would consider you to ask four questions of yourself and think about these based on John chapter 15. The first question that I'd like to suggest to you from this passage, and I invite you to follow along on the outline, is this. Ask the question, am I clean? Am I clean? Have I chosen by faith to cooperate with the Lord as He has been working in me to cut away, to prune away those traits that block His blessing from flowing through me? That action, that habit, that dark way of thinking or treating other people. That's why I began this morning in our prayer time by talking about forgiveness, because I think forgiveness is the biggest block to a truly dynamic, spirit-filled Christian life. Thinking darkly about ourselves, I can never be forgiven. I've made such mistakes. God cannot nor will not ever forget me. Or being so gripped by anger and retribution and a compelling need to get even that I'm not clean in the sight of the Lord. Look with me at our passage again this morning, verse 3 particularly. Jesus said, you are already clean because of the word, not words, because of the word I have spoken to you. He indicates that in the analogy of the branch, the vine and the branch, being made clean, being made forgiven is what connects us. Do you have any heart trouble? Do you know what it's like to have a clogged artery? Many in our congregation have been through all kinds of procedures, stents to balloon angioplasty to bypass treatment. Why? Because whenever there is an occlusion, did I get that right? Whenever there is a blockade in the vessel, there cannot be the life-giving power of the blood of the heart pumped through. Here's the same example that Jesus is speaking of. As long as we allow unforgiveness, uncleanness, harboring unforgiveness about ourselves or about others, there cannot be the life-giving grace, the life-renewing love, the spirit-filled power flowing through us. So I ask you on this New Year's Day, are you clean before the Lord, or are you concealing something from Him? Well, if being clean before the Lord is what gets us connected, His word of forgiveness ministered to us from the cross, then the second question I ask you today is this. Am I clinging? Now, depending on the translation you're reading, your Bible might say, abide in Him, remain in Him, cling to Him. Here's one of the greatest spiritual insights that I've ever learned from the Word of God. And I hope this will be insightful to somebody today. It is not that I am working for Him, but that it is He that is working through me. What is it about our pull myself up by my own bootstraps, American frontiersmanship, that causes us to be so uptight and untrusting? Why have we supplanted the Word of God with that damnable theology God helps those who help him help themselves. That is not biblical.
Right.
Benjamin Franklin taking a naked air bath in Philadelphia, as he was prone to do, created that statement during a naked air bath in colonial Philadelphia. It is unbiblical to say God helps those who help themselves. I wonder if you and I are putting up a blockade before the very power of God, because instead of clinging, we are determined to control our circumstances, and particularly other people. Now let me ask an important question. Ladies, trying to control your husbands? Husbands, trying to control your wives? Parents, trying to control your children? How's it working for you? Look with me in John 15, verse 5. Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, cling to me, abide in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Hey, what's your trust meter looking like these days? Could I encourage you in these opening days of a new year to relax and trust in the Lord with all of your heart? He has a plan for you. Relax and listen and draw on His supernatural power. Well, the first question, am I clean? That gets me connected. The second question, am I clinging? That keeps me connected. But thirdly, am I seeking? Am I actively involved in this relationship, or am I just a bystander, a passerby in the spiritual drama? Ask this question, am I seeking? Am I asking of God in faith that God fulfills His promises? We've just come through the season of Advent, which is all about claiming that God, in God's time, always fulfills His promises. Right?
Yes, amen.
Did God cease fulfilling His promises when we closed the canon of Scripture? When the early church decided that 66 books of Revelation was enough? Or does God continue to fulfill His promise for His people? Once you're clean, once you're learning to trust Him, then something magnificent happens. Then you can push aside the boundaries of limitations and begin to really tap into the power of Jesus Christ. Asking in faith is asking for something so big, a change so unbelievable, a hope restored, a love restored, a strength renewed, so big that only the Lord can do it. As long as we try to control our circumstances. I'm the president of Control Freaks Anonymous. As long as we try to control our circumstances, we're simply blocking the life-giving power of Christ. So I invite you to ask this question. Am I seeking His power, or am I supplying my own? Are you clean? Are you clinging? Are you seeking? And then lastly, am I sacrificing? Ask this question. Am I loving others in a self-sacrificing way? We have spent some marvelous weeks, and thanks to Walmart, months of Christmas preparation. When the concept of Christmas was conceived by the wise men, whom we celebrate today, Christmas was all about giving. Oh, but we North Americans, we have transformed the concept of giving into... It's true! We have perverted the gift of giving and turned it into the gift of getting. Jesus concludes this remarkably important passage by speaking words that he himself lives out. Look with me in John chapter 5, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this. How does he define what that greater love is? To lay down one's life for one's friends. If I had invited Earl to continue with the reading, of course it would have taken this much of the worship folder. Jesus goes on to say, and you are my friend. And here in a few weeks, what we'll be doing, we'll be gathering at the foot of the cross, remembering that Jesus fulfills his own promise to lay down his life for you and me. I wonder this morning, is life all about getting? Or have you learned the transforming power of Christ to find your greatest joy in giving? Here's the hard question to ask. Am I sacrificing for others, or am I simply serving myself? I long for you, the fruit bearing that the Bible promises. I'm looking for new blossoms and blooms. I'm looking for new fragrance and color. I'm looking for something great to eat, spiritually speaking, because your life is blossoming with the fragrance of Jesus Christ. And I believe it's absolutely possible. Would you join me this week in taking just a few minutes to ask these four questions? If you spend some time in the presence of the Lord, I believe he will begin the work of renewing your spiritual life and granting you the fruit of faith. And just to remind you, that fruit, St. Paul puts it best when he said, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Amen.
Now, as always, my friends, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, his healing and improving smile, and best yet, give you peace. Perfect peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.